Welcome to The Will Evans Show, a podcast that is meant to teach you everything you did not learn in school. And today, we're going to be talking about real estate, and then I'm going to coach you up. Let's go. In honor of Kendall and I closing on our house April 4th that we are buying, I wanted to talk a little bit about real estate. And also, because, you know, a couple episodes I talked about how we are buying a house without a credit score. And one thing that's funny about that is, you know, I will post the episode sometimes on my social media. And I don't remember exactly what the title was, but it was something like how we bought a house without a credit score, stuff like that. And I mean, I had at least 10 people. Ben had a couple people ask him, oh, did Will and Kendall buy a house? Well, and what I found out from those 10 people and all the people that asked Ben, we found out that those people did not listen to the podcast, because if they would have listened to the podcast, they would have understood that, hey, we didn't actually buy a house, but this is how we are buying a house without a credit score. And so we got fully approved with manual underwriting, no credit score, and we're closing April 4th, so we're super excited about that. And real estate is a very hot topic right now. One, because 2 years ago, back in 2021, it was crazy. Houses were selling for $50,000, over asking, sight unseen. Everything was going crazy. When then you have interest rates start to skyrocket. And skyrocket is not the right word, because it's still not record high. I mean, there's been 18% interest on mortgages before. So us being in the 6 to 8% range is not record high. Now, maybe record high in the last decade. Yes, that is true. But everyone is talking about real estate right now. Well, and before we had this increase in interest rates, zero down real estate was a very hot topic. You open your Instagram, and there it is. There's the guy saying, hey, you need to be doing this. If you want passive income, you need to do this. And it's zero down real estate. You open TikTok, same thing. Anywhere you look where there's videos, you see ads of people selling you on how to do zero down real estate. And we're gonna unpack that later in the show. But let's look at, hey, real estate, what is my philosophy when it comes to real estate? So first off, I follow the baby steps, and I follow Dave Ramsey's 7 baby steps. And so when it comes to real estate, my focus right now is on my first home, or my primary residence. Should be the same thing for you. And then so once you pay off your debt, your consumer debt, and you get an emergency fund, you save for a down payment for a house that's not going to be more than 25 to 30% of your take-home pay, you are ready to buy a home. Once you purchase your home, what does it look like? From there, you start throwing all the extra money on the principal of your home. And the reason you do that is because one thing that I've learned from listening to Ramsey and other financial guys is the fastest way to where I want to be financially is getting out of debt and having zero payments, not owing anybody anything. That is the easiest way to build wealth, and that is the easiest way to have true peace. Dave talks about financial peace. I talk about financial freedom. All this stuff is achieved when you owe nothing to anybody. You don't owe anybody anything, and you don't have any payments. Nobody's asking you for money. That is where you have true financial freedom and true financial peace. And so baby step six, obviously, is to pay off your home early. So as you are paying off your home early, you are throwing extra money onto the principal. Now, at this point in the baby steps, you're still living. You're back to going on vacations. You're buying a new car, or maybe a new-to-you car, rather. You're doing all of that stuff. And then with any extra, you're just being intentional about throwing money onto your mortgage to pay off your house early. And that is a discussion between you and your spouse. Hey, how quick do we want to pay this off? How much money do we have to throw at it? That there is no exact number, but it's just being intentional with paying off your home early. And then once you have paid your house off and own it 100% free and clear, which I've heard is one of the best feelings when you can walk out in your backyard, the grass is yours, everything about that house is yours. Nobody can take that from you because you don't have any debt, you don't owe anybody anything. It's got to be the best feeling in the world. Then and only then can you start looking into investing into real estate. But first, let's unpack the myths about investment properties, investing in real estate outside of your primary residence. So I always hear people will say, real estate, I want to have a property, I want to have all this because it's going to generate passive income. It's the number one thing I hear. I want to, or I'm buying a new house, but I'm going to keep this house because I want to have passive income. Real estate is one of the biggest headaches you will ever have. One of the reasons it's going to be your biggest headache is because if you are renting to someone, you are dealing with people. And what do we know about people? People cause problems. People cause headaches. Nobody is perfect in this world. So there will be headaches by you renting to people. So that is myth number one. Real estate does not equal passive income. The next thing that I always hear, and I was talking about this at the beginning of the show, zero down real estate does not work. It doesn't. It may work for one out of a million people or that one guy you're seeing on Instagram or TikTok, but for the average person, zero down real estate is not going to work, and it is not going to generate passive income because passive income is not going to be achieved when you are called at 3 a.m. in the morning because someone's AC went out or there's a leak in one of your properties. That's not passive. You are having to work to do that. And when it comes to zero down real estate, here's where it really doesn't make sense is if you have a mortgage, that mortgage is $2,000, you rent it for $2,500, and then you make $500. Is that $500 worth the headache? The $500 worth you being called in the middle of the night because you can't afford to have somebody run your properties? Because you wonder why you can't afford somebody to run your properties? Because you're only making $500 a month. Here's the other thing. What if your tenant doesn't pay? Oh, well, my tenant is going to pay. Okay, well, let's go back down memory lane. What happened in 2020? Government passes a law to where tenants do not have to pay their landlords. And the landlords cannot evict them. So you know what was happening? People were having to sell their primary home to pay for their other house that they're renting to someone, or they were being forced into foreclosure because their tenants weren't paying them and they couldn't afford the mortgage without their tenant's rent. That's the problem with zero down real estate. Because what zero down real estate does is you start to Everything is contingent on the other property. So it's like, hey, I'm going to pull money out of this property to get a down payment for another property. And so now I have zero equity in this house, and I'm just bought another house, and I'm trying to generate this passive income. But at the end of the day, I'm only making $1,000 a month. That $1,000, one, it's not going to be passive. And two, $1,000 a month on your investment properties is not going to retire you early. It's just not possible. But here's what actually happens. Everyone knows that, obviously, I follow the baby steps. So I talk about Dave Ramsey a lot of the time. And here's his story for those of you that don't know. He was a 26-year-old kid. And I say kid, not in a demeaning way, but he called himself a 26-year-old kid. And he was doing zero down real estate. And he was actually on the board of a course or a group that teaches people how to do zero down real estate. He got to the point to where he had, he had $4 million in real estate and $3 million of what he owed to the bank. So he had $1 million net worth. And he always says, I was making $250,000 a year. That's $20,000 a month. And he was said that I felt rich. So I was making $20,000 a month. But here's what happened. The banks that he had a lot of his loans through got sold. They looked down at a sheet of paper, says, oh, well, there's a 26-year-old kid that owes us $500,000 or owes us $1 million. Let's call his notes. So then from there, for the next 2 years, he was forced to sell everything. He had a young toddler. He just had a new baby in the crib. And 2 years later, in September, he filed for bankruptcy in order to keep the sheriff's office from coming in, taking his house, taking the crib out of the nursery. He filed a bankruptcy because of that. And that is a true story of what happens when someone does zero down real estate. But all the stuff you hear on Instagram and TikTok is, hey, this is the easiest way to generate passive income. Anybody can do this. It's super easy. And they never talk about the risk. And I actually read this quote from Mr. Beast, from those of you that know, and I think it will help land the plane of this. He said on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, he said, it's painful to see people quit their job, drop out of school to make content full-time before they're ready. For every person like me that makes it, thousands do not. Keep that in mind and be smart, please. And this is, I want to unpack this for you and what Mr. Beast is saying. And I want to translate it for what we're talking about here. He says, it's painful to see people quit their job. So it's painful for me to see you try to get into zero down real estate before, and he says, see people quit their job, drop out of school to make content full time before they're ready. It's painful for me to see you try to get into having investment properties before you're ready. And what does ready look like? No debts, no payments. You don't have a house payment. You have zero payments in the world, and you pay cash for your investment properties. That is the best way for you to be safe. You have very little risk in doing it. If the tenant doesn't pay you, you're okay because you don't have a mortgage. But I love the way he ends it. He says, for every person like me that makes it, thousands do not. So that's one thing I want you to remember. When you are seeing someone on TikTok and Instagram posting about zero down real estate, Do you want to know where they're actually making their money? They're not making their money on doing this zero down real estate crap. They're making their money on this course that they are selling to you because they know that thousands of people will do it. But you want to know the stories you don't hear about in zero down real estate? You don't hear about these thousands of people that don't make it. And he says, for every person like me that makes it, thousands do not. So remember that when you see, the next time you see on Instagram, somebody trying to sell you on zero down real estate. Because it is not the fastest way to building wealth. It's not the easiest way to building wealth. There is so much more risk when it comes to real estate. And you know what's even crazier? A lot of these big name guys that are doing zero down real estate, you're not seeing them on TikTok right now. You're not seeing them on Instagram right now because it doesn't make sense, especially with high interest rates. They cannot make money. It's not possible for them to make money right now doing zero down real estate. So they're just going to keep selling their course to you because that is where they are making their money. So remember, reality of doing this, the reality is the people that are doing this, they're selling you a course, and that is where they're making their money. And I just want you to understand that home ownership, or just owning a home, whether it's your primary residence or an investment property, is going to be expensive. Something's going to break. It's just how it is. You want to know why it's going to break? Because man built it. It's always going to break. There's nothing that can be built that is not going to break when it comes to a house. Your AC is going to go out. You're going to have to fix it. The roof is going to leak. You're going to have to replace the roof. You're going to have to fix and replace all this stuff, and it is not worth the hassle, especially when you're only profiting these small margins of $500 because you have to pay the mortgage. And it is not worth the risk of your tenant not paying and you being on the hook for that mortgage and your primary mortgage of the house that you have with your family that is supposed to be the roof over your kids. Do not put your kids at risk because you want to have this fantasy dream, this fantasy life of having passive income. It's not worth it. This is The Will Evans Show. Hey guys, it's Will. I know this show is all about what you didn't learn in school, but for some of you, you need a little more personalized help, and that's what Evans Financial Coaching is. I specialize in helping people pay off debt and build wealth. If this is you, I've put my contact info in the show notes, so please reach out. I'm here to help you. Evans Financial Coaching, creating paths to financial freedom. Welcome back to The Will Evans Show. This has been an episode that I've had a lot of people ask me about. They're always asking, hey, what are your thoughts on zero down real estate? I would love to hear your thoughts. And so this is an episode that I think a lot of people will enjoy this episode. But the biggest thing that I want you to remember is that real estate is awesome. I think me and Kendall were super excited about owning a home, but you know, I haven't even thought about owning properties outside of our primary residence because our goal now is how fast can we pay off this house? And then the question will be brought up, hey, do we want to look at getting into more real estate properties? Would we like to be landlords? We may not. I don't know. It's all going to be, well, how much of a headache is it going to be when our roof starts leaking or we have to replace our AC and we have to write a $10,000 check for a roof, $4,000, $5,000 for an AC unit? When we start having to do that, we may say, I think we're going to stick with our 401ks, mutual funds, and stuff like that, and that's going to be our investments. So that's one thing that I hope that you are looking at this with an open mind. And you're understanding that what you see on the internet is not always true. And you have to look at people's motive in doing that. And a lot of the time, their motive is, hey, we're selling you this course to make money. We're not actually selling this course to better your life. So that's one thing you got to remember. And we actually had a question that came from Instagram that deals with real estate. And I mentioned it earlier, and it goes along with the question. And the question is this: why is it that when purchasing a home, we have to stick in between the 25% to 30% parameters of our take-home pay with our mortgage? And this, I mean, you can do whatever you want. You know, I just, the thing that I've learned and I've seen, and especially going through the home buying process, looking at what our mortgage is going to be, and doing a mock budget of what our budget looks like with the mortgage in there and everything that comes with owning a home, what does that look like for our budget? If I didn't stick to that 25 to 30% parameters, me and Kendall would not be able to do anything. And that's why this is in place, because it keeps you from being house poor. The 25 to 30% is crucial, because it still allows you to build wealth. It still allows you to save 15% into retirement. It then allows you to have margin to, which is on baby step 6, pay off your home early. It still allows you to do all of that stuff. It allows us to still go on vacation. It allows us to do home renovations because we're in a starter home. It allows us to do all these things. And if we were paying 35 or 40% of our take-home pay was going to our mortgage, I don't know what we would do. I mean, it wouldn't be possible to do it unless we picked up a second job, because we would be house poor. We wouldn't have any money outside of our mortgage to do anything, outside of our mortgage and our four walls of buying food and stuff like that. We literally would not be able to do anything. And so that is why the biggest thing when someone asks me about buying a home, that is my biggest concern, is it cannot be more than 25 to 30% of your take-home pay. I don't care how much money you put down. I don't care about that. The biggest thing is that it cannot be more than 25 to 30% of your take-home pay. Because I'm telling you, I'm looking out for you when I say this. You will thank me later, because you will still have margin in your budget and you will not be house poor. And so I love this question, and I'm glad that you wrote in on Instagram. And hey, if you guys out there say, well, what about this? I have this question. Reach out to me. You can always find my contact info in the show notes. I love to answer your questions. The biggest reason I do this show is to answer your questions. And if you want to help me out, I get to answer your questions. So if you want to do me a favor and help me out, subscribe to this show. You can, whatever your platform prompts you to do, subscribe, follow, all the things. And then leave me a 5-star review. I would love to read what you love about the show. If you got any 1-stars, just save it for the next podcast, because we don't want any of those there. Now, if you want to trash the show, gladly, you can put it on Instagram. Probably won't answer you. Send it in an email. If you want to do that, that's fine, but just don't. We don't want any 1-stars here. But that is the best way for you to help me out. It just allows, it helps with the algorithm, allows this show to be pushed out to more people. So if you could do that, that'd be great. And as always, it's a huge thanks to Ben for making this show run. And remember that no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. This is The Will Evans Show.